Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Endo Entertainment's podcast, streaming on all platforms worldwide. Worldwide. Yes, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for applying anything that I said on my entire podcast to your day-to-day life. Thank you for self-improvement. I say that. Today, we're going to do a little something different because I took the time to put my meditations in the universe for everyone. Yes, I did it for everyone. I took more than a minute out for everyone, everyone who's going through pain and suffering, everyone who's going through illness right now, everyone who's going through death right now, everybody who's going through unjust cases in their life right now, everybody who's facing the limit right now in their life right now. I just take that moment. I took more than a moment, more than a second to spit out good energy and to bless those who are in need of a blessing. Yes. Yes. Today, I want to jump straight into it. I want to jump straight into it. I want to talk about feelings. 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 Does anybody have feelings, or do anybody feel numb in the inside? Do anybody have, like, you say something to me, I'm going to snap? Okay. Some people have anger issues. Some people can't control their anger. Some people always mad. Most of the people always envy, hate, aka hate. We talking about people that feel that way. People hate you and envy you for anything that you do that's positive and that's better than them. Did you know, to the people that's hating, those good people, did you know you're just as equal to them as to get succeed just as them, as to soar just like them? Because we all created equal up in here. Nobody's singled out. So you can't put, I don't like you, I envy you because of this. That's part of the ego system. Maybe them people ain't into the ego and they just been blessed. Yes, what a mess for you and not them. See, people need to know how to control their feelings, they aka emotions. They need to learn how to balance them out. If they trying to get somewhere in life, you can't get nowhere in life when you want to hate on people, when you want to be envy to people. That's going to do nothing for you but get you 10 steps back. It's going to do nothing for you but take you 10 steps back. So as I talk to you, I talk to the haters and the one that envy you. You will not make it if you're envying other people, because they have equal rights in this universe as you do. This is a universal code right, not a man-made right. Get the difference together. It's universal. It's universal. And what is so funny about that, when the universe picks you, it's a very dangerous when the universe picks you, because you got to put on the glasses and you can't take them off. And you have to live by a certain law, which is the universal law. That 144 people number they see in the Bible already been chosen. I did the etymology, the etymology about it. They're already here with us. So why you, oh, I hope I be in that number. No, just change your feelings. Get your chakras lined up right. Consider your intake, your outtake. Get everything in order. Handle your business and stay out of other people's. Maybe you will get that enlightenment that you need. And maybe you can be included in that number. And you can be included in that number. People with feelings, you got some with good feelings. Some with good feelings want you to do good. But then you have the ones that don't, and the mass majority of the people don't want you to do shit. They just want you to be down. You know, I had a situation in my life. I was homeless for 4 years. Everybody was betting on my downfall while I was already down. You betting on people? Let me tell y'all something. Those good-hearted people that run into trying times and make it times 10 on your ass, they got a right to make it, and you have a right to get 10 steps back behind them or beneath them. See, when you do something to a good person that's never wronged you, never did wrong to you, not saying that it's a perfect world, because this is a flawed a world full of flaws. Like nothing can be perfect. Like you cannot even be happy every day. Nothing cannot be perfect in this realm. In this realm. But to the people that always got something negative to say or some harmful to say about a good person that handles their business and they do not fuck around when you fuck with them, you ask for it. You ask for it. You ask for that, and not only that, the universe coming at you. That's your karma. There go your karma, God. There go your karma, guys. Karma is not waiting for you to come back in 2 years to get you. No, you won't get got right after that. However karma want to get you. Karma is it's a female name, sound like to me, karma. But that could be a male energy too. We'll never know. But we do know that it's male and female energy up on this realm that exists. We do know that nobody ever noticed the male and the female energy. All religions, I'm talking to y'all. Yes, goodness. I'm talking to y'all, goodness. Have y'all ever thought about it? Like, do we have a Mother Nature, Mother Earth? Y'all just think about Jezebel in y'all book? Goodness. Y'all is some fucked up individual beings. And I'm just telling y'all out of the kindness of my heart. Because you know what? I don't give a fuck about religion. I'm not a religion person. So I don't discriminate against nobody's religion, ethnicity, none of that. I'm not racist, none of that. We all is a whole. They have to get on one accord, period. Yes, and we have to move fast because our day and age and time, the clock is ticking. That's why they came up with TikTok on y'all asses. Yeah, goodness. People don't get down to the root of things. People don't get down to the root of things, guys. You do not get down to the root. You have to move fast nowadays and get your shit in order. Quit worrying about other people and what other people got. Quit talking about people. Quit gossiping about people. Because the good people don't give a fuck. The good people like me, yeah, I'm one of them people. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you talk about me until tomorrow morning. Don't give a fuck. The next day, don't give a fuck. Talk about me some more. Don't give a fuck. I don't, because I'm not a person that's involved in that, in the life of feelings, you know. I let go of that a long time ago and align my chakras up properly. Yeah, so I don't give a fuck. Fuck with me, whole nother story, because then I give a fuck. Fucking with me and my children is fucking with my emotions. And that's when you're going to spark them demons. That's when you're going to let my demons out to play. That's when I don't give a fuck. But you thought those gossipers, I want to say something to the people who got something to say about everybody. They mama got something to say about the kids. Let me tell you something. Relook yourself. Examine yourself first. And look up how fucked up you are as an individual. Look up how fucked up you are as an individual. Try to start from birth if you can. If your mind's not cloudy. Try to start back from birth if you can. Or even when a little child, how fucked up your life was. Don't you want a better life for you? Don't you want to think okay thoughts or somewhat good positive thoughts to get you to the next level? Because you do know it's levels to this shit. Goodness. Did y'all know that? It's levels to this shit. So let me tell you something to the gossipers, to the petty people, to everybody that want everybody to stay down with their asses. Get your ass up and do something different today. Get your ass up and do something different and quit gossiping about people. Quit lowering your vibrations lower than what they use that they normally is. We need y'all too, the haters, the gossipers. Get your shit together, okay? Get your shit together. I'm tired of everybody gossiping about everybody. Get your shit together. We at an all-time high in a crisis in this country, aka so-called America. Yes, you know how many countries want y'all asses? Man, and then what's going on inside the country? Goodness. Nobody got time to be talking about people or political things. We got to worry about ourselves right now as a whole. We got to worry about ourselves. We got to. And then to the one, I want to talk to the parents that neglected their kids. This goes both ways. Mothers and fathers who walked out of their kids' life. You paying right now while you're in this hell. But baby, Once you transcend to the next realm, it's going to be 10 times worse. Don't take care of your motherfucking seed. I don't give a damn if you don't like the mother or if you don't like the father. That has nothing to do with the child that this universe has chosen for you. If you didn't want no kids, you should have got fixed. Man and woman. But if you're not taking care of your kids and you got that good person right there, there go that good person again. That good person then pop back into the equation because that matters. That matters. When that good person take care of them kids, man or woman, expect for them to receive the blessings. Expect for them to soar to the next level. Expect for them to rise. Yes, empower. And your dumb ass, who ain't doing nothing for your kids, expect to fall. That's a guaranteed fact here in America, all around the world. This goes for everybody. Expect to fall if your ass ain't falling right now. This is the one to tame me, y'all.